very important conversation with Itamar Marcus. He heads up that team. PalWatch.org is their address on the internet. You need to go there. Palestinian Media Watch is the activities that Itamar heads up, a team of Jewish people who have immigrated to Israel but speak the languages of the people they're monitoring there. And it keeps us abreast, a very important service. It keeps us abreast of really what the Palestinian media is saying. Well, there's another key region of our world outside of the Middle East, and that's the European Union. John Rood is our broadcast partner who covers that for us. He's lived in that area for over 30 years. And John, we've talked about the Vatican, Pope Francis, making actually political statements. It looks like he's done that again this week. Want to see what your take on it is. The Vatican warning Israel that annexation, what they're thinking about doing in Judea and Samaria, would jeopardize peace in Israel. What is the thinking of the Vatican?
Yes, the Pope and the Vatican have become more political and polarizing in some of these issues. Israeli annexation of Judea, Samaria, Jordan Valley. They have come out after speaking with ambassadors of the United States and Israel, saying that this would jeopardize peace. When you take a look at the Jordan Valley that would be annexed, it would seem to be extremely important for border security as well. The Vatican has come out and reiterated that Israel and they recognize the state of Palestine have the right to exist, but they are certainly concerned about jeopardizing peace. And this could have more ramifications than just the one location.
Of course, we understand that the city of Rome, Italy, and the false church that will be located there, according to Revelation 17, is a major player in the end-time scenario that's laid out in God's Word. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, John, around the world, but in Europe especially, and it's being supported by Iran. That according to a Berlin intelligence agency. Can you give us some updates on that?
The Berlin intelligence agency has come out with a report which even makes more official some of what we already would have known, that Iran, it says, has, quote, massively promoted anti-Semitism and hatred of Israel. We know way back from Ayatollah Khomeini calling for a destruction of Israel. But Iran has taken a place and established itself as the state carrier of Islamic ideology. And so it's these Islamic movements which propagate the anti-Semitism, as well not only in thought, but terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood. So the Berlin report has actually put that together in a more obvious, clear, official presentation.
Well, it's interesting that it was a Berlin intel agency that made this report, since Germany is very conscious of the fact they were the ones responsible for the Holocaust and killing some 6 million Jews back in World War II. So Germany is watching all of this anti-Semitic activity very closely, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Very good point.
Talk to me, John, if you will, about Macron, who is the president of France. He's becoming quite a major player as it relates to the European Union. Angela Merkel possibly on her way out, since she's already said she's not going to run again. And Macron is concerned about what Turkey's doing, a criminal role they're playing there in Libya. What can you give us as it relates to details on this situation?
This is an interesting situation now between France and Turkey, both being NATO countries. They've created an internal clash. Turkey is accusing France. President Macron, we know, is working to jockey for position politically and militarily in Europe. And so Turkey, of course, has been a bit of a wild card these days inside the NATO organization. So they have had clashes on the international waters, but Turkey has also been heavily supporting militarily air support weapons, fighters, which are brought in through Syria, going into Libya. So Libya is now the new field that we're going to see more and more. A war's been going on there for several months right now. Different nations are kind of facing off. Some are backing the government faction and others. There's rebels that are controlling much of the oil. As well, Macron, as we've mentioned, he's got in contact with Russian President Putin, who also has, there are many thousands of mercenaries from Russia on the scene in Libya. Putin is basically saying they're just acting independently. So this is a continuation. France is struggling to gain the credibility and position. Turkey is being very forceful. Russia is coming into the scene. And even when we spoke of the Israeli annexation, you know, I believe we need to be looking at particularly at Russia, because we could have a setup with this new circumstances, a new setup that could lead to an Ezekiel 38 war.
Ezekiel 38 war. John brings that to our attention because where he covers the European Union, they're a major player in what's going to happen prophetically in the future. And that's why we bring John to these broadcast tables each and every week. John, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got one more broadcast partner. That's David James. We're going to be talking about Supreme Court rulings. You don't want to miss the conversation. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.